Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
How to come out of this recession stronger than ever, building a business from home, using remote workforce right now. This is our new reality, folks. We've got a great show today. We've got Nicole Grinnell and Liz Goddard from a company called CC My Admin. Really being able to transition your service-based business from maybe brick and mortar to how do you put a remote workforce in place and deal with this crazy pandemic that we're dealing with right now. So this is not a normal topic that we have here on the show, but I thought how timely to have Nicole and Liz here on the show. Great to see you both.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, good to have you here under these circumstances. So tell us a little bit about how you guys started working together. You guys are together right now in Atlanta, Georgia. Do you come in and do you do like the thermometer test on each other's heads before you let someone in the door?
No. So we're business partners and we live 10 minutes away from one another. And we've kind of had this agreement of like, hey, you're going to stay quarantined. I'm going to stay quarantined. So at least we can still interact together. If not, we would just go completely bonkers. So no, we're not doing a thermometer test yet, but who knows what we'll be doing.
If anyone breaks the rules, we might have to whip that out.
But right.
Yeah. Well, how has this affected your business? First of all, tell us what CC My Admin is all about. And how would you explain the demand right now for what you guys do?
So, well, what CC My Admin is, it's a virtual remote team building company. And so what we do is we take small businesses who aren't, don't even have had the work or the budget, bring on full-time heads, and we build out their back office. So let's say you need someone to do 2 hours of lead generation a day. You need someone to manage your CRM. You need someone to just be an executive assistant, run your inbox, run your calendar, do your invoicing, your collections. We can create a whole team for you, but you only pay for what you need. So your business is going to ebb and flow, your revenue will. And so we want your staffing to do the same. So it's a variable expense with matching your variable income. What we're seeing with our business is our client profile is changing a little bit. A lot of our clients are service-based businesses, which are just, they're struggling right now. And the beauty of using a company like ours is that when you don't have revenue, you can ratchet down your staffing expense, but still keep your team in place. And so those clients are really saying like, hey, I need to take a break or I need to really reduce my hours, which is fine. But now we're starting to see, we're going week 4, week 5 of this quarantine. We're seeing our client profile change from small businesses to larger businesses who have had to lay off several team members, but still need work to be done. And so they're trying to figure out creative ways to use a virtual team and only pay for what they need until things start ramping up again. And so it's been interesting to see how our client base has changed just in the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, Nicole, how would you describe the executive assistant role right now? Obviously, you have a lot of experience in the corporate executive assistant for 15 years. Are you seeing CEOs sort of maybe of larger companies now rethink that keeping a virtual staff versus a staff in the office?
I wouldn't say that they're rethinking it. What's funny is actually our bread and butter of executive assistants have pretty much stayed status quo. That's such a right-hand role that thankfully, that really isn't something that we've seen dips in. What we're typically seeing is sales support, marketing support, those things that typically go down in times like this. But our true executive assistant roles have stayed, like I said, status quo. They're still being their right hand because the other business owners are going through just what we are as well and still need that support.
What sort of things should you be looking at right now? your KPIs, your key performance indicators in your business to decide, you know, should I move my brokerage, my real estate brokerage virtual here? What are some things, what are some key areas that you would advise people to look at maybe in, to save some money right now, or just to reconfigure the way that they've thought of their office over the past few years?
I think we're getting a really unique perspective on things. I think virtual is people are nervous about it because they're thinking, like, oh, can I really have a communication with somebody who's not right outside my door? So what it's done is it's become a catalyst for saying, okay, let's problem solve. Let's get creative. And now we're knowing that we can run a business virtual. Okay, well, what can we cut down on expenses? Because I think I look back to 2008 and just know what a horrible time it was to own a business then. And I remember thinking that we wouldn't be able to make it through. And now having 2020, I know what I would have done differently. And it's like, get out of your lease if you can. You're going to have to make some drastic steps right now. But if you look at the big picture and you look ahead 4 years and say, what will I wish I would have done if I would have made some hard calls? I think that's how you should be looking at your business. I mean, really trying to find areas that you can cut. I mean, you might not need a full-time team. You may need a fractional team. You may not need a huge office where everybody has their own office or big cubicles. You may want to go to a co-working space. There are a lot of places you can go that don't keep you on either side of the spectrum. And I think we're going to see a lot of blend in office space as well as staffing in the future.
Let's talk a little bit about recession proofing right now. I know this term gets thrown around and I've talked about it from real estate. How to recession proof your investments. And I believe real estate, if done correctly, can be a fantastic hedge against inflation and so forth. But it's very hard to say universally, this something is recession proof. But we would all like that as business owners. So how can we get as close to recession proof, maybe recession resistant as possible without being hyperbolic here about it? You know, I'm wearing a bulletproof vest and no one can touch me. Or no one is immune to this right now. But how can we get as close to that as possible?
First of all, having the attitude you just have, the reality is no one has a crystal ball. No one has a bulletproof vest. But I think we need to look at our circumstances, which is right now we're at a holding pattern. You know, you saw the economy do this, and then we're hoping that once it picks back up, it's going to go back up. So hopefully it'll look like a V. And so what we've started doing is advising our clients to say, okay, where... acknowledge where you're seeing lost, and then let's be creative in how we can shift our service offering to what can be done in a non-face-to-face world. And so a great example of that would be, let's say that you are a moving company and you obviously need to have people in homes in order to make revenue. Well, what if you shifted it a little bit and you said, what if I became a moving consulting company? And you gave the best tips on, you know, how to pack, how to set your home up, how to load a truck. I mean, there's ways that you can turn your business more into a consultative practice while we're in this quarantine. And then in hopes you've kept communication with your clients that when it is time to move, when they do sell their homes, that they're going to call you because you've been so helpful in providing either free content or, you know, inexpensive consulting on how to do that. Gyms would be another great example. You know, what are you doing to help service your clients? Are you hosting free online classes, or are you saying, hey, let's now flip it to a subscription model, and for $30 a month, you can do unlimited yoga, right? And so I think it's getting creative and understanding your limitations, but then how can you use that in a way to still provide services to people? But that honestly, I mean, people are still wanting to consume. They don't really know how. I mean, I would love to go to movie theater. I'd love to do that. But, you know, how are we going to fill that need if I can't?
Right. We're seeing a bunch of big shifts. No, I think that's great. I think, for instance, my sister-in-law is a fantastic hairstylist and she can't cut hair right now. And so this idea of pivoting so that she could do hair consultations on Zoom, you know, teaching clients to say, hey, you know, we want to trim it here. In fact, my wife cut my hair this weekend. And it's like a little, you know, like with some dull scissors.
It's not, no, it's good.
It looks pretty good. But she was getting some help from her sister on how to do it properly. And you know, hey, we'll have to straighten some parts out. But other than that, I feel pretty good. So that's a great example. Gyms, Zoom classes with yoga, maybe some of the instructors who worked at those gyms could do Pilates or could do some at-home yoga practices on Zoom at certain times to kind of keep those schedules for people. You mentioned movies. We just saw a couple of first-run movies are now hitting Apple TV and Roku and Amazon before... You know, I think the Trolls movie is now out for rent at $19, which is about
they did movie night on Friday.
Oh, you did? Was it good? My kids want to know. Yeah.
It was cute. And we did the whole shebang. Trolls, everything, toys, popcorn. So we tried to make it seem as normal as can be. But yeah. Just, I mean, what you said, I think, is right. It's just a total pivot moment, which has kind of always been our stance in business anyways, is, you know, as the market changes and the demands changes, you just have to be creative with those. And that's something that we've kind of been internally focusing with our team members, is talking to your clients about different ways that they can be creative and pivot in these times.
Let's talk about in a moment how to keep your remote workforce engaged, because it's very often, you know, it's easy when the cat's away, the mice will play, right? And you want to have that team engaged in your core mission. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm curious, for people that are watching right now, who they don't have a business, but this is the time of their life to build something from the ground up for the very first time. Can you walk us through maybe a checklist, a few items that people should put in place as they're thinking about their new business? They're going to build an online business. They need copywriters. They want to do something from home, never go back to the office again. What sort of things would you advise people to kind of kickstart that journey?
Okay. So assuming that they have their idea already in place, like they know what that business is going to be, I would say the best thing you could be doing right now is, build a website, right? Because everybody is looking for content. They're looking for something to consume because they're going crazy and they need something to look at. So build some content, make some YouTube videos. Really just get your marketing lined up. And we're rebranding our company. And so this week we're calling it just the marketing week, and we're knocking everything out from website to note cards, design, everything that we could possibly need. So when we come out of the quarantine, we're completely ready to launch. So that's a good question, because we're kind of experiencing it, even though we already have our business, we're rethinking how are we going to launch this so we can come out strong when all this is lifted. And then I would say, to the best of your ability, it's very difficult if you don't have a business to do this because you're not really sure what your process is. But the sooner you can get processes documented, the better. So if you need to figure out what technology you're going to implement, and then how are you going to incorporate that into your service model, create a process. And if you're not good at that, then, you know, film yourself doing it on a Zoom call or whatever your teleconferencing system is, and then shoot it to a company that can do your process documentation. Because then you're even better positioned to scale once you do come out of the quarantine, and you can start bringing on team members, you start bringing on clients. Those things you'll just never regret in place.
No, I love that. I hope my audience is paying attention to that. It's a very key point. When I started my company a number of years ago, I wrote down every little thing that I was doing. If I was in the shower thinking about a client or this, or, you know, or licking stamps for envelopes, every little thing, made a huge list, master list of everything I was doing. And then I was able to break those into chunks and start to hire off individual areas to different individuals. So you're right. Record it on Zoom. Record, you know, if you're doing something, document it so that you can hand that off to a virtual assistant at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And knowing how much time it takes you to do that is important, because then when you do bring somebody on, you know what's a realistic expectation for them to do it in. So if it's taking you 2 hours, you want them to be able to do it at 80% as well as you do in the same time frame. That's a really good delegation measure. Because if you can get them to do it 80% as well as you can go focus your attention somewhere else. And the reality is, if it takes you 2 hours, if they were only focusing on that one task, it should take them like an hour. I mean, it's shocking to see how much quicker when you delegate to somebody, they can get that done instead of you.
Yeah, that's powerful. Also, you mentioned building a website. I couldn't agree with you more. So we'll have a link below to a blog post that we put together, which is how to build a blog step by step. So if people want to access that and start to put some of those pieces in place, we'll have that in the description below. But I totally agree. Stake your claim on the internet as your place. Start to build out content and build your brand. Before we get you out of here, let's talk about keeping your your current staff engaged. You're a CEO, you're now at home, you're not seeing all these employees on a daily basis running around the office in cubicles. You've hired some additional workforce virtually. How do you bring everyone together and kind of keep that core mission going?
Yeah, that's actually a super important point. It's kind of something that we do internally for our team because we do understand that a lot of our clients are having to focus on their business. And so one thing that we really wanted to provide to them was that engagement piece. So for our company, we have our own internal Instagram where we do post almost every day, updates, tips, tricks, kudos, you know, all that type of stuff. And then really just checking in with them every day, like, how are you doing with this? What's going on? We have really been focusing internally on just kind of the theme of grace right now. It is such a time to beat yourself up, feeling like you should be doing more, you should be more productive, you know, whatever the case may be. But just kind of across the board, it's just kind of a time for grace for all of us. And so a lot of our check-ins have really just been like, you know, I know it's slow. There's that anxiety of feeling like I should be doing something. Why am I not doing anything? Why are they not sending work? But we're all in this together. So I think it's very important because, like you said, it's easy to kind of forget to check in with them, especially with being virtual. But I think now more than ever, it's a time to build that relationship with them. We don't often get this time to really connect with them on a personal level. And I think it's so great to really use this time to make sure to show that you have empathy for them, you care for them, and this is much more than a business transaction to you.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And I would
great.
I would piggyback off of that to say, you know, if you're a CEO, you're a control freak. It more than likely you're going to be that. I mean, I am, you are, I mean, we all are. So there's this visceral reaction of letting your team go remote if you're not used to it, because they feel this control seeping from them and they don't know how to manage them, right? And I would just remind all of our control freaks is that it's perceived control. You think that you have control of them in your office, that you're managing everything they do, but the reality is they can waste time there and they can waste time at home. So how do you bridge the gap, making them feel trusted in their home? Because if they don't feel trusted, they're not going to perform for you. So really letting go of some of your own control issues, putting that trust into your team, checking in on them, as she said, and just making it clear when you want them to get work done and what you need it to be done and when it needs to be done by. And so I think communication and clear direction is going to go a long way to see your team produce for you.
That's something I could be much better at, but I'm very hands-off. And I just sort of expect that the deliverables that I'm requesting are being hit. And if those deliverables hit on the certain days that I hope that they'll hit, great. And you could spend 99% of your time at the beach. I don't care. As long as I get what we need and our team is able to execute. So that's kind of how I run things. Maybe not the best way. I don't know. Before we get you out of here, though.
It is the best way.
Is it? Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I want them to be happy. I want them to live a great life. But there are certain things I expect that we need to hit for our company to keep going so we can still pay our payroll. You know, otherwise, we're not going to be able to have employees. Before we get you out of here, Liz, I had one question about the human resources side. This is a big background for you. Mm-hmm. Hiring during this quarantine, or even virtually with never seeing the person face to face. This is obviously a big part of your business. What are the best practices for hiring on Zoom when you can't really be face to face over coffee?
That's a really good question. So you never really, in an interview process, it's so hard to get down to like who they truly are. And so whether you're doing it virtually or you're in person, you do want to see people face to face. So Zoom or whatever your teleconference system is, that's super important. The key to interviewing is to make sure you have consistent questions with every candidate so you can see how each person responds to that scenario. We are big on that emotional EQ. So we give a lot of situational questions because a lot of people can interview well, but they may not actually be able to do what they say they do. So we do simulation tests and we make sure that they can critically think. And so it's making sure your interview is focusing on the right things for the role. Are they a good fit, like from a culture standpoint? Do they actually know how to do what they say they're going to do? And then we incorporate personality tests, which kind of help us gauge how we're going to funnel what they're good at and put them in the right role. So I think the combination of those three things you can do the best you can, but at the end of the day, you're still kind of red a little bit. That's why actually we would say use a company like us, because that's all we do all day. We interview, we match, and we manage those people. So, if you're not good at it, then engage somebody who is really good at knowing, you know, what all the factors that make a good employee good.
See, I was setting you up there because I was, if you don't want to do it all yourself, you want to go through the pain of hiring, which can be extraordinarily painful. Yeah, put it in your hands at your company where you guys actually go through that process and are looking for those great matches for the people that are watching right now. So how can people connect with your company if in this time of need they want to hire somebody?
Go to our website. It's www.ccmyadmin.com. You can chat with us. You can submit a form. We'll reach out, call us. We'd love to chat with you, even if it's not to be a client and you just want some tips on how to manage your team. We've been doing a lot of consulting for free on that just to help everybody out.
Perfect. Well, Nicole and Liz, stay safe. Have a lot more Trolls movie nights as we work all the way through it. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and having you on the show.
Thanks for having us. It was awesome.
Thanks. You bet.
Thank you. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. We really appreciate it. Now is the time right now, folks. Rethink your business. Rethink it virtually. And if you're planning on starting a business, like you heard the ladies talking here, now's the time. You know, build that website. Take action. Stake a claim and kind of map out what you want to achieve in your life. Now is the time. I think we've never really been given a situation like this in our entire lives for us to reflect, be at home with the kids, and think. Figure out what we really want. So we'll see you in the next video, everyone. Now go out there and take action. Bye for now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.